Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Ron Rex Show. This is Antoinette, and I am your co-host. And I'm sorry, and that's going to just come right back in for us again. Okay. Well, tonight, I have two special guests scheduled. One is Mr. Dry Bones of the Dry Bones Connection. You can find his website at drybones.com, I believe. But without further ado, Mr. Dry Bones.
Hello.
Hello, how are
you?
Yes, sir,
oh,
I can.
Wonderful. Good, good. I'm glad you hear me. Yeah, just for clarity, it's drybonesconnection.com.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
There you go.
Thank you.
No,
well,
no
it
problem.
Is wonderful to have you on the show. I truly appreciate you coming.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. I told you that. I'm glad to be on.
Yes. I hope that came in clear, the music, because I didn't realize I had my phone all the way down low.
No, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes. Were you able to hear the music clearly?
Yeah, I heard the music, yes, definitely.
Oh, okay, good.
Van Johnson, I believe. Did this
yeah, Beethoven number five.
Yeah, Beethoven, yes. Yeah, old school there.
Yes. Look, I'm old. I got to stay with what I'm familiar with, except for the first
right.
song I did was Payday Monsanto, Blame It on the Government.
Yeah, I heard that too. And I think we need to start learning that this government that we claim to have, first
mm-hmm.
thing I think people need to realize, you're not dealing with a government, you're dealing with a corporation. And
that
by doing
is...
so, that's where the trick is coming into us understanding this, because as a corporation, they get away with corporate, let's say, mischievousness that a corporation could do because they claim themselves not to be liable for the damages that they create. So that's why it's so hard for people to understand what this corporation, which is called United States, is actually doing. They're using corporate law.
Yes. And so now, since they do use corporate law, then they trick us with the wording and the games that they play on us that we think is
that's
a reality.
Yes. What's happening is this color of law, which is most lawyers, if you ever have a lawyer friend, knows they won't help you at all when it comes to going to court and giving you special words that will help you to maneuver yourself through the water, which is called court. What they do is hide behind a system called the bar, and as many of you look this up, it's really the British Accredited Registry. That's what the bar means, British Accredited Registry. And most of them are under that, so they are pretty much not in your favor when we talk about these subjects. Most of them will say, oh, this don't exist. No, it's not true. But believe me, it's very true. Very true what we're saying about this information.
Yes. And a lot of people don't realize that when they go to court, that it really has nothing to do about the law that you break, because usually you don't break a law. They're trying to take money off of your birth certificate, off of your bond.
Exactly.
I wanted to make sure I said that correctly.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Now, what happens is, now, this goes back. That's why I tell people, history has to be in play here. Not mythology, but some history, so we can understand where this is going. And it's called the Ancient Art of Pledging. Y'all look it up in Google or whatever your search engine. This is
mm-hmm.
an ancient art of pledging your children as collateral or mere chattel for debts created by a government official who commits really treason as doing so. But this is what they're doing. They have created, that's why the prison system is on Wall Street, because your children are now being pledged, and prison is part of the money-making debt machine that they have to pay this so-called debt office with you, and they're using that as a system. Now, this goes back far, and unfortunately, a lot of people don't want to deal with the reality of some of the ancient practices of the Middle East, parts of Constantinople, parts of the Germanic tribes of the Khazars, and these different entities that have got different names today. But if we go back
mm-hmm.
and look at the origin of these names, you'll find out the landmass will tell you who we're dealing with. And that's where the problem lies. A lot of people can't see that. They can't see where this is coming from.
Yes.
So, that's
so
what they
we
done.
Know that.
They pledged our kids. They put, matter of fact, we've been pledged a long time ago.
Yes.
And I say it's the ancient art of pledging.
The ancient art of pledging. Wow.
The ancient art of pledging. You'll be surprised how far that would take you. It takes you almost into the banking system of what they call the Shitta, which would be the Norman kings and the English kings dealing with the Khazarians, known as the Jews, as banking merchants. And that's what they're doing. Everything is off merchant. It's called merchant law. And many people are aware of this, some are not. But for your audience, if you are aware of it, tell others, because it's important for them to know that right now the United States Corporation has about to pledge the whole country over to the UN. And that's what's going to
take
place.
Yes, I've seen that. Where on Alex Jones' site, he has where the UN is taking over the Alamo.
Well, yes, they have taken parts of different segments of the United States, basically in executive orders by various presidents. We're talking all the way back into many people don't realize Reagan gave China friendly nation status. That's why they're able to make all our goods today. It's a progression of what these bohemian grove elites have put in place, and they will continue because you don't see them as what they are. They come to those meetings and they make these agreements. Look at Bill Clinton. They love him, but the NAFTA treaty was the main treaty that took all the jobs out of America. And when Ross Perot was trying to tell everybody this, they only laughed and talked about his ears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see.
This is what they've done.
Yeah, so this corporation that we live in, the United States, the people are in a lot of trouble.
I would think so. Right now, if the people would just realize the power they have, there's different allegorical stories. I'm going to give you one, like the Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm.
People, if you look up the Wizard of Oz, it's actually a Masonic movie. The Golden Road was Wall Street. The Emerald City is New York. She's in Kansas now. It means her identity was changed when she's going through the whirlwind. But in the movie, it had her slippers as ruby red because they went into Technicolor. But the original book, you go look this up, all of you think I'm making this up. The original book, she was in silver shoes, which smoothed her robe up. Yes, and then you notice when they got to the Wizard, which represents Wall Street, they were nothing but little men.
Yes.
They were exposed by a dog. The dog represents Sirius, the dog star. And it was rolled back on them, and everything that the straw man and that the collie lion, those were human attributes that were needed to be brought into light to be able to see who these so-called banksters really are, nothing but little men with fearful voices. They're creating fear. Everything is created fear. They're not doing anything without being talked about through the theater of war. And I can give you an example of that because if you realize, it was a treaty a long time ago about the Suez Canal. Y'all can look this up. It's called the Constantinople Convention in 1888, where the German Austria Empire went into the area of the Suez Canal, and they made an agreement called Article 1 that the Suez Canal Maritime Channel shall always be free of commerce or of war without distinction of flag, meaning that all this fake about them in the Middle East and that they're going to do this so-called blockage of the – they will never do that because they couldn't get their oil or their goods out, and the banksters do not want to lose money. What they're doing is creating a fear tactic, which would give the illusion, and the minute you don't believe this, go look at the movie Wag the Dog.
Wag the Dog, yes, I've seen that.
You've seen that movie, how they can make a war look more than it is. Now, of course, you've got conflict. I'm not going to deny that fact. I'm just saying that they can make and heighten a atmosphere of the event even higher than what it really is by the theatricals of the Wizards of Hollywood.
Yes, like 9/11 and the
Correct.
Boston Marathon bombing.
And we have plenty of truth. Anybody would understand that there is, this is not conspiracy 101. We have facts that this was done by the Reichstag, by the Germans.
Yes.
If you want to go back further, we can go through Troy. Many governments have staged events to create what they call the final solution. And it's really the order out of chaos syndrome. I'm going to create chaos, bring an order, the people will fall for it because the people are what they call sheep. And many of you in the religious world, you ought to wonder why you're a sheep. A sheep is gullible. It will believe anything.
Yes,
and
it's
that's
a dumb
what's happening
animal.
Here to the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we're dealing with. So let you know that we are not dealing with something that's real. Germany would not allow the Suez Canal to be closed. Russia would not allow the Suez Canal to be closed. China could not allow the Suez Canal to be closed because they are merchants. And in order for them, if they decide to fake like they're going to do it, that'll be a fake war to create the demise of the United States Corporation and bring it into socialism, democratic socialism. There's a book called None Dear Called Conspiracy. I would suggest everybody go on my website and read it full page for yourself. That's what we offer on Dry Bones Connection.
Yes, I did see that on your site. Mr. Dry Bones, our other guest is here also. I'm going to bring her in now.
Go right ahead.
Okay, thank you. She's the author of the book Pimps in the Pulpit, and also her new book, Broken Spirits. And forgive me because I know I'm going to mess up your name. Please forgive me. Miss Hadasha? Hadasha.
Hadasha Akusani.
Oh, I'm sorry, I murdered your name. I am so sorry.
That's okay.
And we also have with us Mr. Dry Bones.
Yes.
How you doing, my sister?
I'm doing well. How's everybody?
I'm fine.
Well, thank you.
Good.
Mr. Drybones was explaining to us about the Wizard of Oz and how it ties into what's going on today.
Uh-huh.
And he was giving a very good presentation on that. Mr. Drybone,
I want to apologize.
I was doing that in so many words, but she also she's dealing with major wizards called Pimps in the Pulpit, and I'm aware of her works, and it's wonderful because there are definitely some pimps in the pulpit.
Yeah, unfortunately,
sure.
You know, yes, we have them. That is so true.
Yeah, but I like what he was saying about the sheep because it's so true. We think that when they speak of sheep, they're just talking about meek and humble, but really sheep are very dumb animals, Dale, and that's the need for the staff of the shepherd because sheep are easily led astray also.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that's what's happening, piggybacking on what she's saying, because a lot of this is symbolic. And people are taking it as literal. So some of the attributes that human beings have are sometimes described with animal characteristics. But most of the time, if you talk to anybody, and mostly in the Christian world, they are definitely gullible to history. They have no idea the start of Christianity. They have no idea who brought the Christianity to them. They have no idea how the Christianity was actually brought about in the slave trade. They have none of this in their concept, so it's very easy for a preacher who is smooth-talking and has charismatic characteristics, he can actually take money easily from a whole congregation. And I think that's what your book is premising on.
Absolutely, that's so true. That's so true. It's sad when people can invoke the name of God or the name of Jesus in order to manipulate the people. That's very sad. But they take the people's need and desire to want to know God and to be close to God, to use that to make money for themselves and a name for themselves. And that's sad because so many people are so gullible, and they know that in this culture especially, we've been taught to take everything in a literal sense, like you say. And a lot of what we take is really symbolic.
And I know one of the things that... Say it again?
No, I said the signs and symbols are all around us, but we have not been taught symbology, to see things through the symbols. And
correct.
That's why it's right in front of us, but we don't see it because it's in a symbolic sense.
Well, people don't want to hear this, but the founding of America, and this is what's really astounding, it is a Masonic republic. When you have most of your, I'm going to just use the term founding fathers, as lawyers and masons, you are not going to know symbology unless you are connected to that type of system. And what's happening is the people are looking upon this religious doctrine, not realizing that King James and his 54 writers, with Sir Francis Bacon being the last of the writers to look to the study, they were all grand inquisitors of the Grand Inquisition. And they were into circles of masonry that was different than some today, but they still had their own secret society. And they wrote these books in symbolism. And there are different reasons why nobody understands it. We're not saying nobody, but there are many who do. But there are those by the millions who are reading these books as if these are literal events. And sometimes you have to step back and use your brain and say, are this symbolism or this literal? So when people get mad at somebody saying, well, I mean, did somebody actually open up the Red Sea? And you go do the history and you find out the Red Sea only turns red because the Nile Valley inundates itself with such high minerals of water, it turns red. So it's nothing new. It turns red annually. Every year on a certain equinox, the richness of that soil turns the whole now into red. So they are not being taught the science and knowledge behind some of the stories. They're being given like mythical mentalities, and that's what keeps the preacher. If he doesn't have to go into telling, he just keeps it as mysticism. I mean, would y'all agree? You're more versed in the church world. I'm more in the esoteric.
Well, I have to agree with you. I do have
and
to agree with you.
And that's what happened. I mean, the sister who wrote the book, obviously you've seen a lot of churches. I like to give a view of how women are the most in the church. And without women, there would not be church. Am I correct?
You're correct.
And you know the reason why that? Go ahead.
They feel that women are more emotional, and so they're more vulnerable.
And the key is, though, believe it or not, y'all more spiritual. Y'all are more spiritual.
And they pray
based
on
that. Based off the fact that you nurture all human beings, that's what gives y'all the spiritual power that we don't like. What you're looking at is a male misogynist system of Christianity and religion that gives the woman no understanding to who she really is. And not knowing, if you go to the ancients and look at that, most of the gods were women. Ishtar, Ashtar. Yes, Ashtar's Easter. She was a sex goddess. That's where they get Easter from. They got Isis, which is the supreme, and most people that know Mary is based off Isis. And when you look at the ancient statues that are in these ancient areas, you see the woman is equal with the man. Now, what's happened is you have a European misogynist system of religion, and that's why women can't even get into the pulpit, even though she's more spiritual and she does more for the church than any man, because every man waiting on football.
Unfortunately, it does seem like that, or whatever sports season it is.
That's right. And she's more waiting on her spiritual coming forth. And so when they teach these men in the seminar of how to get money, the quickest way to get money is through a woman. And what they have done is they have triggered off the money game by putting a woman as first lady. And she's over the Pastor A Society. And what she does is she does her job so good, she's going to make sure that preacher get a suit. They're going to get that preacher a car because they see that preacher as a spot of them when they go to do their bidding for Jesus. Now, am I correct, Tiffany? Because you've been to church longer than me, probably.
Yes, well, I know the first lady makes sure that the pastor is sharp. She makes sure
I'm talking about the sister of the book.
Oh,
that's why they're taking on this new title now. When have you ever heard First Lady, except for the First Lady of the United States? Now you've
that's
got
right.
all these and churches, all of these are First Ladies now. Everybody now has got to have a title.
Yeah.
And you know, and the reason why that happens is, and I'm sure you can attest to this, without that woman in his household, not feeling as important as him, he going to catch hell. So he had to come up with a title to make his wife feel good in church. Because otherwise, she'd be in one of those positions where wondering who he talking to. And this is across all churches. I mean, if you look at TBN, now I'm going to let y'all know something, and jump in, please. TBN is also connected to what is called the New World Order ecumenical system of religion, which is, if you look up the history of TBN, go back and look at it up and how they started. First of all, he was a Mason. Then you go look all this up, and you find out that you don't just give a person millions of dollars if you don't have some return. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You don't give anybody $1 million without a return. So you can see the system that created this TBN has an agenda. And the agenda is they don't teach the people about money. They don't teach nothing about what Wall Street did. They don't teach nothing about how the banks are using them as collateral. They don't teach nothing about, and you can easily teach this by using the scripture with Jesus kicking the money changers behind. But they won't do that because that mess up the money. And so this is why that particular brand of teaching is not in the church, because it messes with money. Because people be like, wait a minute, I might not need to give him my money because that 10% ain't really in the Bible the way they're saying it. That's a bank. And we don't have banks in church. So basically,
true,
10% is going to somebody. If we had a bank with a church connected to it, I would say okay. But there's no banks connected to these churches other than the preacher's account. And
it reminds me of something that Mark Passio said online. He has a website called What on Earth is Happening? And on that website he said people don't realize the Latin root word for religion is religare. And he said, and what that means is to bind and control. And that's what religion does. It's a mastermind controlling people's minds.
And it's sad because a lot of the Latin, if you look up the early church, they spoke in Latin, which is what our law system is in. You look at anybody who's studying what we're talking about, you need to go get a black law dictionary. If you even attempt to believe you understand what we're talking about without looking at a black law dictionary, you are truly deceiving yourself. The regular Webster dictionary does not give you the pure, broken-down English that the Latin one does. And this is what's happening. They put us in a fake language system while they take you to court and call you different Latin names. You have any? You do understand that? Are we all in agreement on that?
Yes. Yes, we are.
Okay, so when they put you in these names, you have already taken on the characteristics that they want you to be in, but you don't know it. So the lawyer is the middleman. He knows the language, so he's like a mob figure. He's like bothering us through this system. You know, he's like the middleman. And just like in church, so what they took the same concept of church, and the preacher is the middleman now. And, or the priest, back in the day, was the Roman Catholic Pope, which is still today the same thing. And you would give indulgence. And the more money you gave, the more your sins were automatically forgiven. This concept is still in play today.
Yes.
Yes, I agree.
And so this is what has been going on. All this is on the website. I got the whole, if you go on my website, drybonesconnection.com, if you look up the middle section and look up the Inquisition, the true history of the Inquisition, you would be frightened to death of what you believe in. That's a fact. That's a fact. It wasn't called the Middle Ages or the Middle Eve Ages for nothing. The practices that they got, the practices that they did to get people to believe in this is out of a horror movie. When you go into burning people's skin and making oil out of it, something is deeply wrong. And the people do not know this history because you are told by TVN and by Pastor Jakes and all the big boys that all you have to do is call on a name and instantaneously you can kill your mama tomorrow and just say Jesus three times and you're going to heaven. Now, the logical mind knows you can't kill your mama and think you're supposed to be going to heaven. And this is where the evangelistical concept has come to take the minds of the people out of the reality realm and put them in a spiritual dumbness, which means that they're spiritual by nature, but dumb as a doggone sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Makes a lot of sense.
Sure of and from this came the banking system. When the Popes and them decided they were going to raid, and I'm going to be honest with you, many people don't know the true history of Europe. It's combined with a lot of history. It's combined with Africans. It's combined with Arabs, which we call the Saracens, which some people want to say the Moors. All this bothering was going on throughout the world. China, Asia, and all so forth. And what they did was many nations had a problem with some of the things that were going on in Europe. So the Europeans created a war which took the Saracens, which a.k.a. Moors, out of Europe and put them into the Holy Land, which is considered Jerusalem today, or the Crusades. And these wars created maritime wars because it's all about trade. Everything's about trade. So when these wars were created, the bankers are the only ones who make money. And so what they do is they created names to show you they didn't care. They call the people infantry, meaning that the sin in the babies, the baby mind people who will walk into death for our sake and cause, because we have pledged them in a holy crusade, which if you look up crusade and look up all the symbolism behind the crusade, you will find out that they've done this for the monetary gain of the Pope. This is what has been done. And the Pope now, along with his new Jesuit Pope, and I hope you all look this up, the word Jesuit means army of Jesus. And this is where that Inquisition stuff comes in. The Pope today has been called the first Jesuit Pope. I hope everybody's listening, because that means he is about to pull a stunt. He already, listen to what he has said recently. Atheists do not have to believe in God to go to heaven. That is a quote.
Yes.
Aliens from the sky can now be baptized if they want to be. Are you listening to this? Aliens from the sky. That was, I got that. That's going on the site tomorrow. Alien, I got to pull it out of the European news. Now, he's in the Central American country of Argentina. Now, anybody who knows Argentina history know that all the Nazis went there. Most of them, besides the United States. Am I making this up?
No.
Are y'all aware of this? Yeah. Argentina is the queen. Matter of fact, they made a movie called Boys from Brazil back in the day with Gregory Peck. showing you they were into cloning at that time. And so what they're done is they're using this particular pope over here because they're going to bring in UN troops. UN troops will be brought in through Central America first. And then they will bring them into America once they create the food shortage and once they create the fake money boom. And once they, because remember, all this was done by the so-called families in Europe when they did the Napoleon thing. When they faked the Napoleon had lost, they told them they won, and they end up getting rich. Well, this is the same concept. They're going to make up these things, and America is going to believe they're broke. And I said believe they're broke because that's the only game they can play and get us to go crazy. And if we do not understand that, we will fall for their martial law trick, which would be to induce people to go into the streets by listening to Al Sharpton, another preacher, Jesse Jackson, another preacher, and a couple other fools. And once they get the people to go into the streets, they got drones that Obama told you he was going to use one day. They have high-tech scalar wave weapons. They don't even have to shoot a bullet no more. They got sound cannons. They got everything that you saw in the Terminator that is going to be unleashed here in the corporation to keep you here and bound. Now, you think I'm fooling, go on Wall Street and look up this company called Corrections of America, and they are one of the richest entities on Wall Street because they are making prisons and projected to have over super amount of prisons by 2019. Look this up if you think I'm lying. And you will find out that they are about to incarcerate huge amounts of people. And you sit back and think that the preachers are your friends. You got to be crazy. You are a sheep.
Absolutely. And that's also why they're building those FEMA camps.
That's
they're
right.
They're talking about the eugenics program. They got a eugenics program underway.
If you go to the site that what she's saying is so true, you will find that the first eugenist was Margaret Springer. Margaret Springer, when she started the Planned Parenthood, she took her message, and you think I'm making this up, anybody who's listening, she took it to the black churches first in Harlem, Abyssinia Baptist Church, who was by Colin Powell, Jr., who's a very well-known individual, and she did the speech in his church for abortion. So if you think they don't have a plan, you need to think again. Because that's exactly what eugenics was. They went straight to the people, and I hate to be sound like this, but they consider the slave entity, which was the first fiduciary bond. Listen to me well. The slaves were fiduciary bonds that went back to England for money. That's what this Civil War was about. England wanted to have a central bank here. It wasn't about no slavery. It was about central banking wanting to come into America. And so what they did was, they had the slaves bonded, and when they bonded them, England was going to lose a lot of money. And so when Lincoln went against the banking system with the Rothschilds and them, he decided he was going to do his thing. They told him don't do it, but he said no, he wanted to be patriotic for the Union because he was a Mason. Once he did this, that's why they killed him, because he had went against the banking interest. It was nothing about slavery. We are still under the fiduciary plan, and that's why it's a higher incarceration of black individuals, because they are fiduciary bonds.
Yes. Yes. Mr. Drybones, are you aware of they're calling for the grid to be shut down November the 13th and 14th? And, of course,
yes.
Yeah, and of course I know just because they say the 13th and 14th doesn't mean that's going to be the exact date. But it's not so much that they're going to shut it down for 2 days, which is going to be terrible in itself. but bring it back up, will they be able to lock?
That's a good question. I believe that they have did some practice runs already in certain areas of the country. They just did a practice run on food stamps. They cut it off in certain parts of Colorado and different things they were practicing. And I do believe they can cut it back on because they need to. See, the thing about this, they have this already in place. As a matter of fact, Obama wanted to put a kill switch on the Internet.
Yes,
they'll be able to cut it back on, believe that. If people wake up and don't follow the plan, they'll cut it back on and say, oh, it's back on. My miracle is back on. But if you do the plan they want, they ain't going to cut it back on.
See, because they want chaos.
Do not do their chaotic plan because their plan is for chaos out of order. That's on your dollar bill. Order is the quorum, order out of chaos. And so once you go into chaos, they have won. Anybody in the know this. If they let the masses go into chaos, we who got sent need to get the hell out the way because we are going to be caught up with a bunch of fools. So it's best you understand that. You do not want to be caught in a grocery store if they pull the stunt, so be wise, buy more food. If you can just relax, take your time, believe in yourself, believe in whatever system belief you have, and realize you are not to go out into the foolishness because the chaos is where they want to hurt the most people. So if the mass of America will say, wait a minute, let's not do this thing, but the grid cutting off will probably scare a lot of people. I don't know exactly if they're pulling that stunt on a day because they can just put fear in the mind by stating that day. A lot of these things have been told. Look at 2012. Look how they had us thinking the Mayans was going to end of the world. That was never the Mayan's prophecy was only about the end of the star cycle. End of the age would take us into Aquarius.
Absolutely.
So they'll take a story and twist it knowing that the American people are as sheep. And you know, I'm gonna tell you how good they are. They put sheepskins on you when you graduate, you got a sheepskin and you got the elaborate stuff and everything's out of sheepskin and all this stuff because when they give you these high degrees, they're giving it to you through symbolism. So they're saying, here's another sheep that we have being brought into the system, and he's gullible. So long as he feels that degree makes him feel high and mighty. So he doesn't realize that degrees are put in universities today for the practical use of control. If anybody wants to try that, I'm making this up, just go to the University of Germany in 1800. It's called the German Oriental Studies. You will find that they created colleges through the Prussian school system. It's called the Prussian school system, which was learning by rote, meaning repetitive teaching, not analytical teaching, which means by thinking. It means by repetitive, same words like a parakeet. And that's what they have done to the U.S. school system when they brought a school system here. They made us now. It's not about learning. It's about passing some tests to see if your IQ is making you go to jail.
Yes. Mr. Drybone, we have questions in the chat room as to what is the solutions.
Sure. You want me to answer that now or you want them to ask me?
They're asking
the solution, you. The solution is, and it's very simple, wake up.
That's the first thing.
What are the solutions do you need but to wake your behind up and say, wait a minute, let me stop playing this trick they are, and tell others? You see, the thing is we're looking at some type of, you're not going to beat them with warfare. I mean, just get this out of your mind, those of you. I have no problem with gun laws. I have no problem with protecting your perimeters, protecting your family. But if you think you can go up against UN helicopters with sub-missiles on them, you lost your mind already. You have to realize this is a strategy game. This is chess at a 1,000-degree level. You must strategize to the point where you're not going to fall for the plan. That's the first key. If I'm telling you that they're trying to make us go into rioting, and you go out there and riot, then whose fault is that?
That's yours.
That's your
fault. If you go out there and do it.
Yeah, they want some. They want some esoteric. They want some divine revelation. You want me to talk, call Jesus, so I can get it on the hotline and tell you what you should be doing? That's called foolish thinking, because you're not thinking now. You want some other entity to tell you what should I do. Right there, you going to ride immediately by you to asking that question, because you should know what I already need to do. The question is very simple. Do you fall for the game, or do you do another move? And the other move, I'm going to tell you, Alex Jones has done a lot of times. I don't agree with everything, but he's one of the big characters out there. When he goes out there and expose people, and then nobody jumps on the bandwagon and say, hey, good job, right there you're telling them you're scared. You're telling them you're scared. And those of you who believe the Bible so much, it says the fearful and the unbeliever. Now, that lake of fire might be symbolic, but it won't be symbolic if you have a warfare in your country, because it would look like fire. So if you're fearful of, like, listening to what people say and then go and have a problem telling others, or you're scared to explain to people, hey, you might not have to be automatically telling it exactly, but you can say, hey, go on Dry Bone Connection website, or go get the book, Temps of the Pulpit, so you can see what's going on. So you can see. And once y'all get together, say, hey, it's by gradualism that we will learn this. But I'm not saying automatically the world's going to end, because that's not going to happen. But it's a gradual movement toward a system where our children will be wearing cyborg headpieces, because, remember, they love computer stuff. All you got to do is attach a piece of machinery to your brain, and guess what? You are now a transhumanist computer. That's where they're going with this. Now, if we let them go with this, that's because we do not heed the warnings.
I agree.
That's the whole purpose of the dummying down of society, so that they're not aware, and that's the purpose of all of these new gadgets coming out, anything to keep us distracted from what's going on behind the scenes.
I couldn't agree with you more, sister. That's absolutely what they're doing. Keep it. And I've never seen, and people don't realize another thing, I like technology, and there's a system in place for it. But you seen how disconnected we are humanly? You can go to a restaurant, and a couple will be right there in the same chair, and they'll be texting. And they won't even have human dialogue. They'll be on the phone, and I'm sure y'all seen this at all restaurants or a different place you go to. Everywhere you go, somebody got a phone in their hand. There's no more interaction.
Yeah.
So once they get that to a precise, and it's not going to probably happen with our generation. It's probably the next two generations that will be totally disconnected from, because we at this time, it's our duty as vanguards of knowledge to tell as many people as we can. And through that, we hope some type of system will come to people and say, hey, wait a minute. But if we don't do that, our children are easy prey, because they are the main ones that they are prepping up for this new system.
Yes, they are.
You notice that's why all of a sudden now it's mandatory that these children, especially the ones just entering school, they have to be vaccinated. Now it's mandatory, or they can't enter school.
Well, Dr. Carly,
very,
she was on last week, and Dr. Carly had, you know, stated that there is ways that you can go around that, you know, religious exemption. You're allergic to, you know, different things that is in the vaccines.
That's another reason why it's so important. Like you said, we got to wake up. That's the first step of all. We have to wake up and realize what's going on.
Yes, and stay away from the vaccinations, because...
Now, go ahead, sis. I'm sorry, sir.
No, please continue.
No, I was saying, I was going to piggyback on what she said about the vaccines. These vaccines, and you can't trust everybody who puts the vaccine, not the person who's shooting the vaccine, but the pharmaceutical companies, because they the microchip. They have the microchip that can go into the vaccine. I want y'all to be aware of this. They can microchip your kids without just by giving them a shot. They call nanobots, where they're just little, tiny robotic control mechanisms that they shoot that connect to a nerve system Because you got to realize scientists are creating a new world. I don't know if anybody remembers Obama's speech when he first became inaugurated, or he first became, he was on Mount Olympus in Denver. If anybody knew the symbolism behind why he was on Mount Olympus, I won't go into that at this moment, but it's very symbolic that he was in a Greek temple on his backdrop. And he said that he was going to put science in its proper place. And many people don't catch the symbolism that these presidents speak, because they're speaking in symbolism too as well. Science has now gone way beyond, and I want people to understand this. This is a very tragic system that's going on, but body parts, all these missing kids, all these missing individuals, your body is worth more dead than alive because of this system that they are creating through the straw man. Your body is being used all over the world, and if you do it, I tell everybody, do not do a donor signing on your driver's license, because you will die immediately upon accident.
Yes.
If you're in critical condition and you may not make it, you will not make it, because if they feel they can get some, especially at your age you are, if the younger you are, the more dangerous it is for your body to be in any type of coma in a hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that is so true. And then it was one case not too long ago. Oh, my word. It was down in Georgia, and I can't, forgive me for not remembering the boy's name, but he was 16 years old, and the parents had to have his body exhumed and everything. He was the one
that's
that was
right.
killed in the gym. And his body parts were taken.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me?
Were taken. Yeah. Were taken, correct.
Yes. And
there's,
stuff with
there's,
newspaper.
There's some talk. That's right. So there's some talk that Trayvon Martin's body parts were missing. It's not been proven to light yet, but there was on some circles in the Internet and some news media that, remember, he was missing for 3 days.
Yes.
And I think, if you ever read, and I have it on the website, those who want to see, it's called Medical Apartheid. This sister wrote a beautiful book about the medical system dealing with slaves and black America and different people of that was indigent that be on the side of the road, that they have taken them literally and have done medical autopsies without their permission. And so this is not something that's made up. And see, the autopsy division is connected to the morgue. And once the morgue says morgue says it's been there for a certain amount of days, it's up to the coroner. And then the coroner will take complete control over that body. And if he's a corrupt coroner that's into the body part selling, you can best believe he's going to pull out some parts that they feel vital. Even if you have a heart and lungs, he might pull out some kidneys and livers. So they have a part to play in that, because it's because of a very serious thing going on. Now, this is, I want you to realize they've been telling us this. See, this is why I tell people, are you really aware? There was a movie when I was growing up called Coma. Anybody remember that?
I saw that.
And they showed you that they were taking body parts back then.
Wow.
Yeah.
I never
if
saw that
wanted,
movie.
Yeah, put the movie in. It's a very old movie. It's about 1982 or 3, called Coma. And they were the hospital was involved with the body parts, and they would tell people that their relatives have died and blah, 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 and they would take the parts. And it was a very, I think Michael Douglas was in the movie, if I'm not mistaken. And again, Hollywood will tell you what they're doing. Don't be fooled. Hollywood has a purpose. Hollywood's main purpose is to mesmerize you with reality through a three-dimensional concept, which means that you're seeing what's going to happen to you, but you're taking it with very, very unbelievable non-activity, because you have been deadened by the 3D reality. Psychology is 101. Anybody don't believe me, go online, look up Darwin, look up his cousin, I can't think of the cousin's name, but it's on the website. They've been doing it for over, they had put this together in the early 1800s where they were doing this kind of stuff of how to do these things. And they have been very successful as up to now. But time has changed, and that's what I want to tell people. We're in an age called Aquarius. All you Bible people, when Jesus was asked, when will the age be, he said it will be a man with a pitcher. The symbol for Aquarius is a man with a pitcher, and that means the age of enlightenment. So we are about to go through an awakening, a period I'm hoping to happen fast.
That's what I was telling a friend of mine. She called me panicking. She says, oh, I hear it's the end of the world. It's the end of the world. I said, no, there's a difference between the end of the world and the end of an age. I said, what it is the end of an age. We're leaving the age of Pisces and going into the age of Aquarius.
There you go,
and
sister.
People don't understand that because religion, for the most part, teaches that it's wrong to look into astrology, Aquarius, and all that stuff is evil. And see, we're sold a bunch of lies so that we don't know what's going on.
Exactly. And and that's what's happening. If you think about it, maybe you were talking earlier, sister, and I mentioned how 9/11 was done on different types of system. They do these things, and if anybody doubts this, and if you are in the religious world, you have to sit down and ask yourself, when the three wise men was looking for the Messiah figure, they looked to a star, which was a star in the east. Under symbolism, that is Sirius B, the dog star, which I alluded to earlier when I told you the dog took the curtain back from the wizard. And they give you symbols like Sirius Radio. And you're listening to these symbols of astrology, not knowing what they actually mean. So, you know, if you can find Jesus through the stars, but then the church is telling you that it's wrong, think about what they don't want you to get into. That's all that's about. Anything that's deep or may wake you up, they're going to take you out of it by telling you it's wrong.
Absolutely.
It's wicked.
Absolutely. It's something they don't want you to know.
It's something they don't want you to know because it'll illuminate your mind to your God consciousness.
Yeah.
They don't want to have you to have. They don't want you to have a God consciousness. Because once you have a God consciousness, you won't fall for this because you'll fight back from being a slave. And every man knows nobody wants to be a slave. So in order to make you, and I'll use a famous quote from Harriet Tubman. She said, I could have saved more of my people if they only had known they was a slave.
Yes.
So that's powerful. That's powerful.
Yes, it is.
That's all. So that's awakening of the mind. So when people ask me what they should do, how about thinking?
Yes, well, it's so many things that's going on these days that, you know, just, you had a,
go ahead, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry, you had a question in the chat room about a nuclear explosion off the coast of South Carolina. Did you know anything about that?
I think Alex Jones was saying earlier, and I was on the Dredge Report, they had said, I don't know if it had went off, but I know that some bombs were trying to be taken from a military installation, and they were told to let it be, and then one of the people said it was not conducted properly, but they got word by a higher superior that, and they allowed these weapons to be transferred. Now, I don't know about it going off, but I know they were allowed to have some weapons were being transferred. I've seen it on the net. Now, I'm pretty credible. The Dredge also is a pretty credible information source for those, you know, looking at all-out news. But it's possible. I mean, a bomb is something that is not, you know, is not impossible to do. And that was frightening a lot of people. See, the key thing for this, and I'm saying this, and I'll be probably saying the same thing, it's like when I experienced a hurricane. You become frightened.
Yes.
And once you become frightened, you lose all of your senses. And so
whatever
comes on TV that will alleviate that feeling, like come to the FEMA camps to get food if you can't get none, and your mind be like, I need food.
Mm-hmm.
So you're being lured there, but once you get there, you're incarcerated indefinitely because they got a thing called indefinite detention. No, I can't hear you. What'd you say?
No, I was sorry for speaking over you. I'm sorry. I thought.
No, I just you were asking a question. Go ahead. I was just trying.
No,
to
I was saying these are the things that with people waking up and they start doing little self preparations. I mean, you know, try to have extra canned goods and you know extra water and things like that. You know, where you're storing it yourself so that you don't have to run out there and you know look at the things that you can eat that's right in your own area, you know, the things right from the earth that you can go outside and pick or take yourself.
Exactly. Now, I'm going to say something that gives some hope, and major hope. I have experienced one of the major hurricanes that came to America. It was called Hurricane Andrew. And it was unbelievable. Now, the first 2 days, we were all looting because we were scared that we didn't have enough food. But I'm going to tell you, on the fifth or sixth day, I seen a unity that I have never seen since. Black, Hispanic, white was coming around, said, you need food. I have this. Can we help out? We did neighborhood cleaning of each other's house. We did perimeter. But no more looters. We had guns that would make sure nobody came into the perimeter. So they were still. We came together like I have never seen. Now, let me tell you what happened to break that unity. FEMA checks came. And once we got the FEMA checks, we went right back to the same disunity. And so, and I'm saying this to say is sometimes calamity brings unity. And so
yes, that it does.
That mindset must be kept in your minds now, all who listen, because if calamity comes, which it may, and I don't know what part of the country it may come in, I ain't predicting none of that. I'm just saying
right.
It may come. You need to realize the only way you can smoothly get through this without going berserk, the neighborhood that you live in must decide to say we want to live. And if y'all come to that concept that we want to live, you'll make it through that thing together. But if you become self-centered and want to steal from your neighbor who's already in bad shape, you will have total chaos, which will bring on the new world order.
Absolutely.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
Because even the evils of racism, of pitting one group against another, is another form of distraction. Because this is something that's affecting people of all races. We're all in this thing together. And we need to try to fight it together.
I agree 100%. Because
what's coming down is affecting all of us.
I agree. It's going to affect all of us. And the races out there, I'm going to be honest with you, the racist people who out there, if you're listening, and you can't stand black people, or you can't stand such and such. I know there's a lot of hate out there, and I'm not going to say that some of it ain't misguided. Some of it is to be taken seriously because we have had some terrible hardships over here in America. But as this thing becomes progressive, most of your Aryan and Ku Klux Klan groups are going to suffer just as well. Now, I'm going to say this, and I want everybody to listen carefully if you're listening. There is a word that is frightening if you do not understand. It's called the calling, C-U-L-L-I-N-G. Now, they made a movie called The Purge, which allowed America to go crazy for one day, just kill all the people you wanted. Remember that movie? Anybody, y'all remember that movie came out? Just recently called The Purge. was just recently, about 3 or 4 months ago. Any of your listeners?
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
No, but if any of the people who are listening, please confirm that movie was outrageous. They had allowed, this is a recent movie this year, that they gave people the right to kill in America for one day.
Mm.
Now, there's a movement that is believed, and I'm glad the sister did bring up the race, that they're going to allow the militia, the white supremacist groups, and different of these I can't stand people groups to go berserk and to go on like they did in Louisiana. Louisiana, they did it. They started shooting. Many blacks were killed on those bridges because they wouldn't let them into the areas in Louisiana.
Yeah.
This is documented. Now, I'm telling people they won't fall for this. If they allow this to happen, the biggest thing they want to create is a race war. That will automatically create martial law.
Yeah, and they've been wanting that for a long time.
Yeah, the race war is what they actually want first. So they're going to all these little things come to fruition, like hate, bringing in immigrants, urban disenfranchisement, stuff that makes us get upset. So when the Aryan Nation, white supremacist, KKK, Masonic Ku Klux Klan groups say they're not going to take our weapons or retire, they will give them. Now listen carefully. They will give them a time to do what is called a calling. C-U-L-L-I-N-G. This is a real phenomenon. And they will allow this to happen for a certain amount of hours. Once they get this decision done, then they will go in and round up all of the white supremacist groups and take their weapons. They will allow this. This is how they're going to get the weapons. So if you're listening, don't be dumb and creative. They want to create the race war so they can come get your weapon. And that would be the easy way to do it because they say, well, hell, they're shooting them up. Let them kill as many groups, immigrants, blacks, as they want. And then we're going to come in with heavy, artillery, just like they did David Koresh.
Yes. I have two questions from the chat room and a statement. One, the movie that you were referring to is The Purge, P-U-R-G-E.
Yeah, correct.
And the other two that I have for you, one was asked in the beginning of the show, and I'm sorry, Fly, I didn't get a chance to ask it, but how does Obama play into all of this? And also, if you know anything about the Russian troops in FEMA Region 3 area.
Correct. I know all about those. The Russians, I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to go to Obama last. I'm going to key on this Russian thing.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a commercial to let you know the Russians are in control. There's a Snickers commercial where Robin Williams is pretending to be a football coach.
Oh, yes.
And he says, let's win this one for Mother Russia.
Yes.
And then he comes and appears as a black man.
Yes.
They are going to, you see that, right? That's called symbolic symbolism. That symbolism is letting you know who's in control.
Exactly.
What it's called.
Wow.
Yeah, that's letting you know who's in control. And so if you don't understand what's coming before you on TV, that's why symbolism, we have to have a class on symbolism almost every day to wake these people up. But the symbolism is they let you know that Russia, you see how Putin is talking to Obama, like, you best to do what I say, son. Now, what's happening is, and I'm going to be very clear about Obama. Now, Obama knew exactly well what he was getting into. Obama has a very, very shrouded history. Obama is what they call a proxy. He is what they call a proxy or the Rex. What he has created was a subdivision in the minds of the people to never react at government because we have finally got something that we've never seen before, which would be a so-called African-American president.
Right.
And so by that, he has neutralized many of the people from acting out and saying the government is messed up because they don't want to say anything wrong against the black president.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And this was done craftily by his owners, George Soros, Brzezinski, Brzezinski, and Henry Kissinger, who's been around for eons. I mean, these guys are old who's been around Obama. I don't know why anybody can't see this. And so when they brought him into this thing, Hillary Clinton, which is part of the Kill Bill Club, they are now preparing her because, remember, they both got missing at the Bilderberg meeting in Chantilly, Virginia. Remember that, when they were on a coast to be on the press plane and all of a sudden they both disappeared and they end up at the Bilderberg meeting in Virginia? Anybody not aware of that, go on, look up. They promised her that she would be next. That's why she didn't go off, because she was ready. And if you look at what they're doing, they have shrouded her without any testimony on Benghazi. She didn't say one word. They shrouded her because they knew she was being prepared and being groomed to be next. So what Obama's doing is doing his job.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much all he's doing. He's not, it's nothing, Obama has not thought of anything. Anybody who do his political research, he didn't bring one bill to the floor in Illinois.
Yes, that
he
is correct. He didn't
pass a bill. Absolutely. No. He never passed a bill. So I don't know why anybody, other than the fact that when you're dealing with the most powerful luminaries of mysticism, which is George Soros, Brezhnev, Brzezinski, and Henry Kissinger, how else can you see him as nothing but a proxy?
Yes. Whoa. Now, do you have an idea, and I don't know, so, you know, I'm not expecting, you know, a perfect answer or the right answer, just a speculation. Why they picked Biden to be vice president?
Biden, if you look up his history, he is in Zionism.
Mm-hmm.
Just go and do some Google, put Biden in Zionism. And remember, Obama handlers was Rahm Emanuel, whose father was over Mossad.
Uh-huh.
Then you had all the money that came from the banksters. And what he did was, as his pledge, what he did when he did his pledge, he pledged all the money back to him. Remember, he gave $7 trillion to the banks.
Biden did?
Obama.
Oh,
Biden is there to make sure. Biden is there to make sure Obama does exactly, and make sure that he reports back to his leaders.
Handlers.
That's what Biden has. No leadership skills other than reporting back to his leaders.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that's what he does. He reports back. He says dumb things. He's made to look stupid, but in the meantime, he's not stupid at all. He is probably talking to George W. Bush Sr. every day.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Sister Agonia.
Hello?
Sister Agonia, I put in the chat room, Biden is the chairman of the CFR shadow government.
That's right. That's correct. He is the chairman. Remember, the CFR, if anybody looks up these names, CFR, these are the groups that are right in New York, and they were financed by different elites, the Rothschild family, the Rockefeller family, building all these so-called buildings. And then you realize that Biden, if you go back into the history of Biden, all of them are in these little societies. Skull and Bones was the Bush and Kerry. You notice Kerry got power now. He took Hillary's place.
Yes. Yes.
Let me tell everybody this, and I want to understand these very well, so you can, and don't believe me if you don't. The Republican Party, Democrat Party are all the same party.
Yes.
The reason why they can get away with this is because they're in a system called the District of Columbia, which is from the Columbia faction, which reports back to the good old days when the Pope and Queen Isabella, these people have these same factions going on over here. And then when you realize, man, the District of Columbia goes back to the British Empire, then you don't have a problem wondering why Canada's called British Columbia. That's his real name. Canada's really British Columbia, and the United States is called District of Columbia. And because of these two factions, they have made D.C., which has no representation for none of its people that's in the city. I find that odd right there. That should be a wake-up call for everybody, that you have no representation in the capital city, which makes you realize that that is not really our capital. That is the capital of the City of London.
Yes.
Which is a banking faction for the London banksters, along with the Vatican banksters, going straight to what earlier we were talking about, Switzerland, which is where the Bank of Neutrality is at. And notice the same bank that is over in Switzerland is the same people that guard the Pope, called the Swiss Guards.
Also, it's a part of the Vatican.
Part of the Vatican. The Swiss Guards. That's why you got those guys looking like Red Cross people. Got the Red Cross on them. And this is very well orchestrated. Now, it can easily, and I'm being honest with you, I can't say how and the time frame that it might take for people to, but the resistance comes when we foil plans. Like, if we heard about the grid going down, don't panic. Don't go into the street trying to go into looting and all that, because that's what creates the hysteria, brings on the fear, which they are creating through energy. Fear is energy. And when you get a country to be fearful, you can gravitate that whole country into whatever direction you want them to go into.
Absolutely.
Yes. You had another question. That was, do you think that Obama is a part of the Muslim Brotherhood?
I think Obama is a stage name. His name is Barry Sotero. The reason why they gave him Barack Obama is because, first of all, you were dealing with a lot of people. You know, everybody had Barack Hussein. You had Saddam Hussein. And, you have Bin Laden. So, in other words, Elvis Pike, and I don't know if y'all are familiar with Elvis Pike. Elvis Pike was a Confederate soldier, Grand Sovereign Commander of the Masonic Confederate. He's in Washington, D.C., still has a statue to this day, the only Confederate soldier. He wrote a book called The Three Wars. And they have created hostility with the Muslims on purpose. The royal family of Saud is in cahoots with the United States because they deal with petrodollars. So if you think the Muslims are our enemies, you are sadly mistaken. Black America should know the Muslims are definitely in our community. They own every store from here to New York. So obviously they're not having a problem getting rich in America. So this misnomer is a stage type of event, because most of the Arabs in this country are wealthy, and in their country, they're wealthy. Everybody has to create a poor caste. And that's what they have done. They create their own forecast, and they show them on TV, and we fall for it. But believe me, the House of Saud, and the one that that's why they were mad at Queen Diana, because Queen Diana was going to have a baby by them.
Yeah.
And, they can't have that in the royal family. But the House of Saud is the super rich. Why do you think they build Dubai? They build all these areas up. They have money out of the yin-yang. So, The Muslim Brotherhood, if you look up the financial, look up the finance of the Muslim Brotherhood, you can find out how it was created. The British Intelligence Agency, also called, I can't think of their names off the top of my head right now, but they're involved with the creation. Remember Yasser Arafat?
Yes,
Yasser
that
Arafat
sounds familiar.
Was in Yasser Arafat was in cahoots with them back in the day when they were doing the Palestinian Accord. So they was at Camp David, which is Camp David stands for Camp David Solomon. So they had this thing all sounding good. They really staged stuff. We're going to put them in Camp David. And all of a sudden, the Bible believers Hey, Camp David, that's David and Solomon. They're over there in Israel and having a peace accord. They play games with words and terminology. So the answer to the question, Obama has no connection probably other than the fact that he knows what the system of the Muslim Brotherhood is supposed to do, which is create a false enemy, which you never seen. You know, I might ask your people to remember, have they ever seen Bin Laden's face being killed? If you notice the day he got killed, it was a back shot.
Yeah, we never seen that.
Right.
You never seen his face? Then they threw him overboard.
Nah.
They threw him overboard. The body was never exhumed. There was no nothing. We just throw him overboard a ship now, and we just go about our business. So that's what I think of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Boy. And they still haven't done anything about that.
Nothing. They're not going to do nothing about that. Because the Bin Laden works with them. Bin Laden was friends with George Bush and them family when they left out of here at 9/11. They all went, his family had major contracts in building Dubai. Now, I'm going to say something to some of the people who are going to be in bad shape in a little while, but they're not going to listen, is the Haitian community. Wonderful people. They're about to take over Haiti and make it a resort.
Yes, I've been hearing that for a while.
Yeah, well, it's happening now. They're killing all of them with cholera. Elazan is a lady who I think anybody wants to know what's going on over there in the Caribbean world. Her name is Elazan Dantour. I may be saying it wrong. Elazan Dantour. She's very political involvement with Haiti. And let me tell you, they're killing Haitians. We have huge amounts of wealth that is being taken and being restored into resorts for Royal Caribbean. It's a hub. They're going to make a port where all the ships can come in, fuel up, and go back out. And then it's a word that from her website, they say oil has been found in Haiti. So
yes.
They're not leaving. And Bill Clinton knows who's down there as the provincial president, Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty much running Haiti right now.
Yes. There's some background noise from someone.
Oh, I don't know. It's not me.
Oh, I don't know. So I know that they're also getting the Haitians, they started doing vaccinations over there, so that way they can kill off the children, too.
They kill the children off, too, so they can have the whole island pretty much, because they're all fleeing to the Dominican Republic, which will be a major problem there within the next few years, because you can't have such a high influx of people looking for work, because it creates a havoc for your community, for your economy. But what's going on also is AFRICOM. They're creating wars in Africa, because I want everybody to be clear about this. You're not talking on your cell phone because it's made out of thin air. You're talking on your cell phone because they need metal called coltan, which is in the Congo.
Yes.
And they're killing up many for this precious resources that's coming out so our phones can have conductors for the satellites. Only certain metal can make our phones work.
Yes.
Most of our technology comes from the ground, for those of you who do not realize that. And you have to go into people's territory to dig it out. And if that movie that they didn't have on, I can't think of the movie where Steven Spielberg made, where they went to the land where these people were at, and they just wanted that precious thing out of the tree, and they killed all, they were going to kill these people off, just kill these little Disney characters off just to get the precious thing for that the tree gave off. This is what's going on now. Anything that is precious that they have to conduct satellites, transmitters, phones, they have to get it out of certain regions, and most of it's coming out of Africa. They're creating false wars like Mali. Mali got more diamonds and oil. Nigeria has oil. Congo has these metals. Kenya got metals. So what they're doing is, in order for them to keep this thing going, you got to go in these lands. So they're going to create these wars amongst Africa. And, of course, the resources are so vast because their continent is just rolling with resources. They are going to now, they're bidding out now parcels through the EU, Because the EU has to pay off their debt. The EU got to pay their debt off. The EU is the main thing we should be looking at if we're thinking about what's going on in the world, because what happens in the EU is going to be transmitted over here.
Yes. You had another question they had asked, not only in Africa, but also what's going on over in China.
From sources, China, let me just say this again. I mentioned earlier, Ronald Reagan gave China friendly nation status. That was because China had promised the United States Corporation that they would put their people as industrial workers, meaning that they were going to have the people making all of the clothing, all of the stuff that we get from China that we get today, they're going to make them do that. So they gave China the go-ahead. China was supposed to sell the goods back to us. We sell nothing in China, as you know, and so it's an imbalanced trade agreement. But what the purpose was, China has now become so rich that they're buying up the debt that we have, which is going to make them have to make some different changes. And one of the changes is they're going to work with Russia on changing into gold and silver. And that's going to make America, because our money's backed only by crap, and we deal only in petrol, which is oil. And that's why the House of Saud is our best friend, because they will go into bankruptcy immediately if they change the dollar. So they may create something, because they have to have a new change. China cannot keep buying toxic debt. And so, and also, China's in Africa big time as well. China is one of the countries, and I want y'all to look this up. It's on the website, Sir Galton. Sir Galton was a eugenicist. They had said back in the 1800s that they were going to take China and use it for their own good, meaning that they would take China, which, if you notice, it's Chairman Mao. Chairman Mao went to Yale. And if you look this up, it's on the website, it's the facts. He went to Yale. He was in Skull and Bones, and he made agreements. I won't say he was in the Skull and Bones, the European one, but he was in a fraternity that was called Yale, and he was able to deal with these luminaries. And they had made sure when he went back, he also was the reason why they were able to do this big thing. So China is being used. And because the British had control over them for so long through the Opium Wars, that nation is pretty much is in cahoots with the East Indian Corporation, which is the British Empire. And matter of fact, if you think about it, the British just gave Hong Kong back no more than maybe 9 years ago. They had Hong Kong.
Yeah.
They gave it back. Yeah.
Mm. Wow. Now, they gave back Hong Kong. What is going on with Japan and Fukushima?
Fukushima. That's also on the site. I have people who I get firsthand information. It's on the right-hand side. Fukushima has been out of the news, and for rightfully so. Fukushima is radiating so highly that they are mutating fish from the radiation. And also, tuna is becoming poisoned, and also they are going to have a major problem. Now, what protects, people don't mind, I realize, I found this out myself, it's quite interesting. The radiation does not go into the southern hemisphere. It only goes into the northern hemisphere, which is ours. So we haven't, even though we think we're not getting it, it's still going into the air and it's circulating. Because of the rotation of the Earth, the southern hemisphere cleanses itself of that, and it does not go into the Australia, the southern parts of Africa, and different parts of the Polynesian Islands and all this other, you know, they're going into the northern part. So people like California is not being shown, but huge amounts of radiation debris has been washing up on a regular. We just don't see it. But you go on the net and look it up, it's there. We do have concerned people. For those of you who think it's all doom and gloom, there are many people who are concerned and are going out and exposing it through the technology of YouTube, your phones. How many of you complain or say, what can we do? When the last time you called your councilman? When the last time you called your politician and gave some little threatening words like, y'all need to do this if you want to be elected again? See, you don't call, so guess what? They don't worry. You know,
well, let me ask you something.
Oh, my God.
Yes, sir. Mr. Drybones, now, in light of everything that's going on, how much power does our local government really have? If the people in California called and complained to their local officials, will that really help?
Yeah, I believe, and I've seen many communities who took a stance, like sometimes the sheriffs who don't want to go along with different things that the government says. You need to put, and it starts at the local level, many of the things that take place are taking place through the local level, which goes into the state level, and the state level connects to the federal level. So what happens is, once you get a few corrupt people that understand how this system works, that we can feed off of these people. First thing you got to realize, the word politics means bloodsucker.
Yes.
Yeah, and what they have done is they took a group of people and transformed them into bloodsuckers, and with meaning they suck the livelihood of people. Now, by the local level, we can only make change even quicker because these are the people that live around your house, around your community. And the problem is they really don't have fear of nothing because we don't put them to that point. And if you notice what happened in Greece, if you notice what happened in Spain, they fought back a while and they made sure that they understood they wasn't going to go with it. So they had to step back a minute. We don't have to get that far right now. We at a stage where we just have to say good people have to jump in, otherwise you're going to let bad people take control. And that's what's happening. Good people are wanting to do something, but they're fear factor. That's another thing. That's why they made the show called Fear Factor. They know what they're doing. They put a word up, fear factor, because it emanates. Fear factor is what's killing all of us in here, and everybody, because we think we can't do nothing. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. If you take up to 3 to 5% of us will say, I'm going to call these local officials every day to find out where this money at. They'll go and say, you know, they might not get the message on the first day. But about the second, third day, they say, hey, we got a high influx of callers asking me where did I put the grant money. Now they're getting sweaty because they ain't never had this before. And the more people jump on and say, where's the money? Now they got to do a public showing of, and once you put them on front, that's how you get people on treason. That's how treason is brought to light. You can't bring treason to light by sitting back and watching it.
May I ask a question? Is Antoinette there? Antoinette? Drybones, hear me?
I'm here.
Okay.
Sonia, yes.
Okay, I just need to tell you something real quick. I tried to grab that for you, and that's why I got hung up and I couldn't respond, so I didn't get the job
done.
I'll try again. Okay. Brother Drybones, I just want to thank you so much for coming. It's just very interesting, the information. You have such a vast knowledge of and understanding of what's going on. And I just want to digress just a little bit because I was trying to help Aunt Antoinette, and I wanted to ask you when you were speaking about Africa and AFRICOM, and I wanted to know if you were aware of that report that the World Debt Nelly did on Obama's brother, Odinga, how he was bringing in those hired mercs out of Somalia because they said, you know, there's no government there anymore, so it's anarchy, so they can easily pick up men, and they brought them into Syria when that Syria thing was going down. No, I'm sorry, my mistake. The Kenya, the shopping mall that was bombed.
I didn't know it was his brother. That's interesting.
Yeah, his brother is supposedly, running that thing over there as far as, you know, helping. He's being financed and running the mercs into the countries where they're trying to
control and contain. And from what I understand, and please correct me if I have the wrong understanding, is the reason they're doing that is because starting with Iraq, Yemen, Iran, Syria, Pakistan, and North Korea, they're not members of the Bank of International Settlement.
Right.
Is that
yeah, and I remember we were talking about that ourselves, that's why they went and started bothering with Gaddafi, and then because he didn't want to go along with the – he wanted to change into gold as well to back the money. And notice how he got taken out without much fanfare either. Just take the dignitary out and, you know, you don't care. So it goes to show, yeah, that's definitely happening. I think me and you talked one time, and it was a general who said that they were going to do this a long time ago.
Wesley Clark, retired.
Wesley Clark.
Yeah,
that's
retired
right.
General Wesley
general.
Clark. 10 years ago, he said that plan was made up
right.
10 years ago.
If you want to see that, go on YouTube, everybody, and put in Wesley Clark, and you will hear this man confess that this is what they were planning to do back in that era. And so, obviously, through covert means, and that's what I really mean, covertly, we are unaware of the plan. Now, the plan can only be brought to light. That's how the plan gets stopped. So, unfortunately, they're doing things without coming to light, and then when people shine the light on it, they have to back away because you can't have darkness and light.
That's right. Brother Drybones, yeah. That interview was on Charlie Rose. So
Charlie
if you
Rose,
type
correct.
Wesley Clark on Charlie Rose show, pick it up on YouTube. Yeah.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah. Mr. Drybones.
The book, Pimps in the Pulpit. Do you have a website for Pimps in the Pulpit?
No, I don't.
Okay, but you
no,
right?
I don't.
Because I'll put the book on my site for sure. I think that right there is another starting waking up, because once you realize that your well-being is being manipulated spiritually, that will wake you up also. That'll wake you up also.
Brother Drybones?
So
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to step on you. Go right ahead.
No, I said if she would give me the information of her, I'll put the how she gets it, I'll put the book on the site for however, and I put it on her so she can, I don't know how she sells it, but she sells it on Amazon or not, but just give me the information.
Well, I just wanted to suggest that perhaps you could put her book, her latest book, Broken Spirits, Shattered Vessels, Shards of Clay, on there too.
Yeah, no problem with me.
Yeah,
no problem.
That is great. Mr. Drybones, and I'm going to slaughter your name again. Is it Miss, could you say your name for me, please?
Akashani. Hadassah.
Akashani. Would you two like to take some questions, or would you prefer not
to? Sure.
Okay, well, if y'all have a question that you would like to ask our guest, the call-in number is 718-508-9813. Again, that number is 718-508-9813. And your questions, it has to be on topic, not on just foolishness. Okay?
Good.
Now, do you, the weather manipulation, and then have you noticed, okay, they're changing. The date changes, the hour goes back this weekend.
Yeah, November, and, yeah, the third, yeah.
Yes. And I know here in Delaware, it's been a lot of helicopters or planes that have been flying. That, I guess, is coming from the National Guard unit, the military planes.
Yeah.
And do you think that has something to do with the drill?
Well, I mean, we had a drill here in Florida. They did a nighttime drill. I heard from friends of mine in different other cities that they're doing these little drills with the black ops helicopters in the middle of the night. That's a fact. I knew news media was even on top of it because it had scared so many people that they were getting calls all over the place, so they had to put it on the news. But I can't speak for your area, but I just know that there are always little sporadic testings of people's mindset so they can see what that particular area will do. And I believe that your area is pretty much has a lot of activity because there's a lot of military bases up there.
Yes, it's, well, you know, the major one in Dover, Delaware.
That's right.
Yes. So.
Any questions? No questions?
I guess everyone is.
Wow.
They're content with the information that you've given us.
I was going to ask a question, but go ahead, brother.
We try to be exact as we can.
Yeah, well, you're very good. I truly, I'm just loving it. I'm telling you, I'm just sitting back and just enjoying listening.
Yes, it's been wonderful. I was wondering, can you talk to us about this kind of goes into history, but I think it's so important to understand history to be able to understand what's going on now. And I was wondering if you could talk to us a little bit about the Moorish connection and the dispatch of the law merchants.
Yeah, very good. There's always a story about the Moors, some accurate or accurate some by some cases, but the Moors had a lot to do with what's going on as far as merchant law. Remember, they were part of the Venetian families. They made contracts with these Venetian families. They made contracts with parts of Europe, and most of the wars, especially going through Gibraltar and different parts of pirating, was based off that, the Barbary Wars and everything else. Once they signed the Treaty of Friendship and Peace in 1789 or 87, one or two, that contract was done with Queen Elizabeth. And what it basically was saying is, you won't bother us, but we'll be merchant friends and we'll do all kind of transactions. Well, as time went on, they got together and did these transactions, but she was smarter.
Mm-hmm.
She created a little war and drew them out to fight it, which is, to this day is one of the major things in different societies are named after. But the Moors are very much a part of this merchant game being played. They call themselves Moroccans today. I'm not going to get too much on the Moor science thing because I believe that's a symbol, but more Masonically inclined. But the historical Moors that we are affiliated with the Saracens and throughout history with going through Spain and so forth like that.
Not the Moors today, but the historical Moors, because what I wanted to ask you, in your opinion, what we saw happen with Gaddafi over there in Libya and what's going on in that general area, I mean, that it is the Barbary Coast. I mean, is this a continuum of the same,
tradition
and all that kind of stuff? Is that a continuation?
That's a continuation because, like I told them earlier, I don't know if you were able to hear about the Constantine Treaty in 1888, where they were making treaties over the Suez Canal that no war should ever stop the free commerce. That is also based off this treaty with the Moors, some of the Arab traders, the Caliphate, the Caliphates as they were called in some cases, Suleiman the First, and all of them. We're dealing with trade. And we must understand that commerce is what we are commercially commerce to them. And even though the Moors, I'm not into the fact that they look like me and look like you or whatever, but the fact remains they made contracts. They went into different parts of Africa, gave trade routes up, signed contracts with some of the monarchs of Europe, had children with many of the monarchs of Europe, their children ruled some parts of Europe, and that's where you get all this blackamoor stuff from, which is a true statement. Now, who could deny the fact? Look at the proximity of all these areas. They're close to Africa. They're close to these areas. Of course, you're going to have sexual reunions, especially when you have women involved. So that's what's going on. Now, many of these families are, and I might be saying some of them because my Italian ain't that great, but the Medovicis and the Garibaldis and all these families are of Moorish ancestry. And the fact that they are very much and similar, because let's be honest, the Moors were into also, I won't say, some people say Masonic, but they were into some of the Gnostic belief systems, being that they were so close to a lot of Africa, has a lot of Gnostic or Semitic systems of knowledge. I'm not saying that they weren't helpful in some cases in civilizing certain parts of Europe, but in the same steps, they also were instrumental in the slave trade. They were instrumental with the concept of bartering of human beings as chattels, and they also was instrumental in what we call merchant law. And to this day, that contract and all these things that are going on is why we're under merchant law.
Yeah, the Universal Commercial Code.
Excuse
me. Mr. Drybones and Ms. I'm gonna get your name one day. Lord have mercy. We have 10 minutes left of live time. I would like to know if y'all would like to go overtime, if you're available.
I got a few more. I can do a little more, but not too much more.
Okay,
I probably won't be going over because of my time on my cell phone, but I really enjoy it.
Yes, I understand.
Yeah.
Oh, and I thank you so much for joining us. And I'm going to get your name. I'm going to have you back. And I'm going to get you. I'm going to practice your name. I'm really bad with names, so please forgive me.
Folks,
we have 10 minutes left in the show. If you would like to go over with us for about a half an hour, please call in. The number is 718-508-9813. Again, that number is 718-508-9813. Thank you. And I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to thank Sister Hadassah also for sharing with us.
Thank you.
And I can't wait for you to be able to get into your topic of broken spirits. Well, I really look forward to be able to listen to you present that information. And I just wanted to throw out another question to Brother Dry Bones. Can you connect the point of how the Muslim culture does not believe in usury and how that feeds into what they're doing over there to those nations, since they're not members of the Bank of International Settlements, which was really created by the United States Corporation, so along with the IMF and the World Bank. Is that correct?
Yeah. But when you mean that the usury, that because they'll charge us usury.
No. Muslim culture. They don't believe in usury. But see, why they be down, because they want to force everybody to plug into the central bank system. So that's what they're fighting for, you know. I mean, fighting against is being usurped and forced into that bank system.
Yeah, I agree. There's a couple. The usury, if anybody don't know, is interest. For those who may not know, it means interest. And interest is something that is not to be, it's not a system of honesty. So many cultures do not believe in it. And also, believe it or not, the Jews practice usury, but only amongst themselves, not usury. They won't usury either, but they'll charge you usury.
They can charge the foreigner.
Yeah, they can charge the foreigner in usury.
That was the policy in Rome, too. They didn't charge their citizens tax up until a certain point. They only charged the foreigners' tax. And I want to ask Sister Hadassah as far as the scriptures are concerned, wasn't that in the Bible also at one time against usury?
Yep. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
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 Yeah, that's definitely true. Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think that the problems that we see in the world today can all be tied down, if you bring it down to the lowest common denominator, do you think it can all be tied back to the monetary system?
Yes. That's got a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
When your instrument of commerce, human chattel or human resources, what they call you at your job, you're a resource. And when you do the definition of a resource, you can easily be thrown away. So value on you. Go ahead, sister. Go ahead.
Can I bring out one point before my time is up? I just want to say it's important to say that I would like people to realize that religion is one of the biggest tools of these people. We got so many people mesmerized by religion and taking it so lightly that it's so, and it's not what it pretends to be. It's one of the biggest tools for manipulation and mind control.
Yes.
That's the truth.
I agree.
Yes.
I agree. And they feed off of your pure spirituality. Like I say, all of us have a God consciousness, and if you tap into it on a fraudulent system or fraudulent deterrent, you'll never get the potential, but you'll get the effect that they want, and that is never to create your own well-being, know thyself type of doctrination. You're working for them covertly, because they're actually setting this system up where you're working the way they want, and as long as you follow what their procedures are, you'll do fine in some cases. But now we're at a level where it's changing, and you can go to school, have a degree, master's degree, and everything else, and you may not just find a job. So you see how the monetary system is affecting your learning and everything you do. And so if you're being pressured, and I hate this because the spirituality of women is so powerful, they can make you feel guilty that you're not giving your 10%, and you don't have a good job now. And he's telling you to give and give and give, and it's going to be serious on these women's psyche in a little while, because they do want to do right. And so what happens is you're going to create a lot of problems soon for churches who think they can keep milking women and stuff, who the economy is not going to allow that.
And you know what a friend called and told me this morning? She told me that they told her something new in church on Sunday. They told her that they told the congregation of 2,000 people that now they're going to have to start paying their tithes off of their gross income instead of the net. Can you believe that?
Wow.
She called and
it was always off the gross.
I thought it was off the net, but apparently in their church it wasn't, because she said now they demanded that they have to start paying their tithes off of their gross income, not off the net.
Wow. Yeah. That means they want to see your check stub. In order for them to be able to pull that off, they want your check stub to be seen. Wow.
Yes.
And you know what?
And you're right, Aunt 2K. That is religion. It's not spirituality. It's,
no,
that's religion.
And you know what? Tactic. If you don't do it, you're going to go to hell.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, that's what they used to do. As a matter of fact, Sister Hadassah, back in the days of King John, it was the Catholic Pope that they would pray for you not to go into purgatory. And they had the people so afraid back in that time that King John abdicated his throne to the Vatican.
Yes, and you had to pay a certain amount of money to pray your people out of purgatory.
Right,
yes.
And so he got King John to abdicate his throne to the Vatican. And I want to know, Brother Drybones, why is it that there's not been a man on the throne,
what,
I believe, since King John? What's that about?
I'm going to assume the fact that they already know what the power of the woman is. They have advocated, you're right, for a long time. But I believe that also the Queen of England is German, and also that you notice Germany have women now. Merkel's German. She's of the most powerful government of Europe right now is Germany. So in some cases they say women ain't powerful, but in reality they know. Believe me, they know.
Well, who is that Queen of the Netherlands that's getting ready to step down?
Queen Beatrice.
Beatrice, yeah, I heard LaRouche saying that she is higher than the Queen in England, that she has more power.
Queen Beatrice,
yeah.
That's right.
Real power is coming out of the Netherlands.
The Netherlands. Queen Beatrice is...
They're always looking east, should be looking west.
Shell Oil. They own Shell Oil. That's Queen Beatrice is Shell Oil.
Excuse me. 90 seconds, folks. So if you want to be a part of this conversation or continue to listen to it for the next half an hour or so that we have our guest here, please call in the number 718-508-9813. 60 seconds. Okay, so you have 60 seconds to call in and be a part of it or to listen to the conversation. Thank you. Excuse me again, Mr. Drybones.
No, I'm fine. I was just, I'd like to say thank you also for the sister who adopted for being on here. I hope to do something with her as well. And I know she said she has to leave, so I look forward to it. And she can say her last words. I mean, she said she's leaving, so I let her.
Oh, yes, and I hate for you to leave.
I know,
I understand.
I just enjoyed this so much. I can't tell you how much I enjoyed this.
And
yes,
I wish
my time was short.
Back.
I could stay out for another 2 hours.
Yes.
But I'm going to have to sign off now.
Will you be coming back?
Yes, please do.
I'm sorry, Antoinette.
No, that's okay. Go ahead, Sister Gonya.
I was just asking if she was going to come back.
I'm not sure about my minutes, so I'll have to check in.
Another time. I mean, another time to do another show.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes,
wonderful.
Yes, absolutely.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Great.
When you disconnect, I'm going to call you right back if you want to still be on the show.
Okay. All right. Good.
Okay.
Great. Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'm going to call her right back so she can still be a part of the show.
That's good.
Okay. So, Sister Gonya, you have it for a moment, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes.
So go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
I was thinking about that they're going to use also for the people who, on this Obamacare. Because that's going to be the biggest thing coming up. Millions are being taken off of their insurance as we speak.
That's right.
That's connected to the IRS, which is an offshore, also an offshore cartel. So,
well, the IRS, for the Federal Reserve.
Well, the Federal Reserve is an offshore cartel as well. So.
Yeah, I know, but I was just saying they're third-party debt collector, but they collect for the interest for the Federal Reserve. Is that correct, or am I?
Right. Federal Reserve, which is also goes back to, I was telling her earlier, the City of London, and some of the people listening, look up the City of London. You'll find out where all your finances
back.
Coming from. Hello?
Okay, she's back. Brother Drybones.
Yeah, okay, good.
Okay.
And that's going to be a big thing coming up. Now, that Obamacare, maybe if some people take a look at it, I have it on there. There is a provision of medical records. I don't think y'all remember George Biden asked Justice, the new Justice, can't think of his name, he just came Justice recently, that would he allow microchipping of people if he had to. And, Of course, yeah. What was the last justice that came? He just came recently.
I'm trying to think of his name.
I see him good as day. I can't think of his name right now. But
yeah.
It ain't Thomas. It's Justice something.
No,
anyway,
he's a younger guy. Young.
He's a young guy.
Yeah.
He said he actually did it when he went on. He took the side of Obamacare, if you remember, and he's not even supposed to be. He's a conservative, so they were shocked when he voted for it. But he said he would have to do it. Biden told him you would have to make a decision one day to put microchips in people, and that's in the Obamacare. Your records will be implemented into you. And it's gradually going. It's in their own thing, and they have a lot of things in Obamacare. I hate to say Obamacare, but they have a lot of things in this health plan that is going to be able to bankrupt a lot of county and local areas if we don't get a good catch on it, because jobs are going to make people go to part time because they don't want to pay you full time. Which you're going to cut your hours means you cut your hours, you're not used to the same pay, it triggers and it snowballs.
Brother Drybone,
yes.
LaRouche had some documentaries on this Obamacare thing, and in the documentary it states that this is very similar, almost exact, to what they call the T4 health care that Hitler initiated under Nazi Germany. And when they had the Nuremberg trials, that's why a lot of those doctors got hung.
Mm.
Wow.
It's T4 plan.
Wow.
Look it up. Oh.
Mm.
T4. Yes.
Mm.
And,
well,
you know, when you were talking about them bankrupting a lot of companies, according to some, that's the plan, because they got to take America's economy down to the level of Mexico or lower so they can have their one world government. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
They're looting.
Yeah.
That's all they're doing
they
is looting.
Yeah,
and see,
yes,
if you look at what happened over there in Greece and Spain, and still going on over there, we just don't get any, you know, any kind of news about that unless you go out of your way to find out what's going on over there. They talked openly in Europe about austerity. But over here, they're implementing austerity, which just means that they've taken away from the poorest people and given to the richest people, but they just don't talk about it over here like that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and they don't, and they won't talk about it because of the fact it'll give credence to what their plan is. I tell people all the time, just by looking at Europe and the fact that they don't put no European news on at all, you can tell they're trying to keep your mind off of what's going on. Our people are basically, and that's all people, we are into reality TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. And that has really taken you, again, like I told you before, the three-dimensional concept. Now you're living into somebody else's life.
Well, I would go so far as to say that if you really want to understand what's going on here in the United States, you must look at what's going on in Europe.
Yep,
you must listening at to people from the UK, Australia, New Zealand, what they're talking about, what they're complaining about, and you must look into their news because we're not getting any here.
No, not at all.
That's for truth. That's for sure.
Well, N2K has a comment that you have to watch PBS to get international youth. That's good, but you can also go on YouTube and sit and listen to common folk telling you what's going on in Australia and what's going on in New Zealand. As a matter of fact, there's a good documentary called What the FKU, or it's FUQ, is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that is from Australia, and a guy really, you know, exposed the whole system that's been put in place in Australia. You know, they disarmed them. They disarmed them. And we're the last one standing disarmed. And whatever happens here, so goes the world.
Yeah, yeah, that's a fact.
And
another thing I'll piggyback on, Sister Doctor, I don't know if you've seen this recently, but Tyler Perry gave T.D. Jakes $1 million. Did you see
million
that?
Dollars, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what that does, it bonifies the fact that Hollywood is now definitely in bed with these religious leaders because of the fact that he gets a vast audience of church people.
Yes.
Tyler Perry does, for sure, his movie. And What it does now, by him giving that $1 million on TV and all over, it puts a big spotlight on TJ, so he can say just about anything right now. And if you notice, most evangelicals are almost telling people to, as if Israel is going to be the chosen place, and they're preparing the minds of the people, which I don't know if you ever heard of this before, of what we call Project Bluebeam.
Yes.
A holographic character where they can actually shoot down and beam down. If you listen to these messages that they're talking, it's almost like they're trying to prepare the people for something to come out of the sky.
Yes, absolutely.
I just tell people to be aware that they have the technology to make figures come out the sky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think they were practicing that when they showed Tupac.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they show Tupac somewhere?
They showed him up in the air or something.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And what about
now.
Brazil? What about that thing in Brazil with some kind of saint that the people said they saw?
Yeah. You could do anybody. You can bring back any religious figure you want and beam them at a certain time or a certain area. And most of the people, especially at a high holy day, and they will almost go for anything said. And my biggest fear is they will tell some of these characters to tell the people to calm down, wait on Jesus, or don't resist. You know, you can put that in the minds of people by beaming a character, don't resist. I'll be here, you know, and euphorically they'll be like, I don't care what happens now. And that's what takes the will of people, because many people say, I don't do anything, I'll just wait on this, I'll just wait on that. And that's how a lot of people get massacred.
Yes, and that's where it goes back to where it's spirituality and it's not religion.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're listening to religious leaders and you're not listening, you know, to your own spirit and not being spiritually inclined, then you're going to fall for all the crap that's out here.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have so much of it on TV. I mean, at every channel almost, you got these preachers on there talking all this stuff.
Yes.
And I even heard someone say that they're going to use some of this hologram stuff, too. They said that since so many Christians especially are looking for this Jesus to come back, they're going to use this holographic technology to make it appear like he's in the sky or in the clouds or whatever.
Yes.
Exactly.
And this is to drive
exactly.
people to a certain area so, like you said, they can do away with him.
Yes.
Yeah, they got the technology. And like I say, they're not going to... The war is not going to be like convention. It's quiet wars, and they do it covertly. They don't want to be like the good old days where they would just come out and kill. They do it through different methodologies, and unfortunately, when you're trying to tell one person one thing, now they're working on food. So by the time you finish telling somebody about politics, now you got to now explain to them, well, they got the food, too. And so that exhausts the mind of people because they can't realize they got everything. No, they don't have everything, but it appears that way because of the way television is set up. But when you put a person like Monsanto, now he's the food czar. One of the people from Monsanto is now the food czar.
Yes.
So you got to wonder, when is our wake-up call? Now, of course, there's going to be people
and Clarence Thomas.
Don't forget
Clarence Thomas.
What Clarence Thomas saved us one time. I'm gonna give him one prop. The first time he tried to take weapons, it was him who struck it down. That's all I can remember him for now. But
that's
the one thing I was in shock that he did. I said, wow, he struck it down? Unbelievable. But that's
yes,
one thing.
Clarence Thomas. Now, if memory serves me correctly, before he became,
Supreme Court.
Now, yes,
Supreme
thank
Court.
You. Yes, he worked for Monsanto. I'm pretty sure now, not unless I'm wrong, let me look, but I could have swore that he worked for Monsanto before
he
came there.
Are you thinking of Kofi Annan?
Sure it was Clarence Thomas.
Oh, okay.
I know Romney has something to do with Monsanto.
Yeah.
Well, I know
Mick Romney.
Ron was working with him, too, because he was instrumental in getting Terminator seeds into Ghana. You know, he's Ghanaian.
That's right.
Into a good comment in the chat room when y'all were talking about the holographic stuff. It says, it adds more fuel that this is why the picture of Jesus Christ is literally identical all over the world.
Yes.
Oh, very good. Very good. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yes, he did. He worked there as a attorney. He worked at Monsanto as an attorney for 4 years. I'm getting ready to put the link in the chat room.
Wow.
I knew it was.
Wow. Yes,
wow,
indeed.
Right. You see how it all comes together?
The link is in the chat room for y'all.
We ought to be glad about the internet. Without the internet, we could not find this stuff out as easy as we do now. We better take advantage of it.
I'm telling you. Yes.
Well, I tell
That's
you what,
I like
was.
So...
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I like so much through the internet what Ngani showed me about what Deborah Tavares was saying about the silent weapons for quiet wars. And it's really letting people know there's a lot of stuff we need to be aware of.
Yes. Yes, it is so much.
The NASA document?
Yes, the NASA war document, right.
That was scary, man.
Oh, I like
that.
I'm telling you. That was good. I liked it. That was good. I enjoy watching that.
Scary.
Yeah.
Well, you know, remember now, we're getting back into the Nazi stuff again. NASA came over here.
Mm-hmm.
Germany brought all those scientists over here, von Braun and all them characters, and they got hooked up with Disney. Walt Disney was a part of this as well. And they put Neverland together. And because Walt Disney was here, they decided to put NASA space down here in Florida. So that goes to show you how instrumental all these characters are, and together. Now, they have what I would consider a very well-oiled machine. But as you know, all machines have clunks, so it's something that can be easily, now I won't say easily, but it's something that can be alleviated because they think they're very arrogant at this moment. They're to the point where they're showing you in your face, this is what we're doing. That might be their downfall.
Yes. Wow. I hope everyone would take the time to look at the link I put in about Justice Thomas and Monsanto. Because in May, he ruled in favor of Monsanto when it held that a farmer had violated their genetically modified soybean patent.
Wow. Yes, I remember hearing that. I don't know the whole thing, but yes, I remember. I didn't know he was the one who ruled on it. Ain't that something? See how the dots come together? Amazing.
Yes.
Amazing.
So there we are with the food and the Supreme Court.
Right, Supreme Court, and then now he got the Monsanto food czar, and you know, the one thing I noticed about some countries, they kicked them out. India had a problem with them. India kicked them out. Some other countries
and Mexico
kicked them
won't
out.
Take
so,
their
you know,
corn.
That's right. They kicked them out. So there's always a good side to it. We just don't hear it. There's cases every day. Cases every day are being put in against these criminals, and some are getting very far. So there is a battle cry resistance. It just ain't shown on the news.
That's right.
No, you have to go to the alternative media for that.
Yeah,
that's right. I was reading today where in the Ukraine right now, their leader, I can't call his name right now, but they kicked out all the international bankers out of their country, and they're going on their own. They kicked them out, closed all the offices, told them to get out. They paid off their International Monetary Fund loans 2 years in advance of when they were supposed to be due, and told them, close your offices and get out. The Ukraine.
Wow.
That's happening now.
Wow.
Ooh,
I think
boy.
That lady, Karen Hudos, is doing a great job as well. She's doing good work. She made it clear that there's enough gold for everybody.
Yeah.
And, it's true what she said. I did a little research and found out There were buried though. Matter of fact, that's why Imelda Marcos and them had to be driven out because they had known too much. They were living way above their means. They were having, you see the amount of wealth she was flaunting around, and that's where they buried some of the gold.
Mm-hmm.
In the Philippines and certain parts of the. So there's a lot of people coming to fruition with light, and I think that's a positive that we should all key on. We're just making you aware of the things that could happen, but at the same time, the human spirit always wants to live, and I don't think we want to die. And I think that's one of the best things we got going, that, you know, we don't want to just sit back and be slaves. Usually it takes a little awakening. I say calamity sometimes slaps you in the face. But
yes.
I believe that it's going, you know, we're not going to just lay down like a bunch of animals.
I agree. Antoinette,
yes.
Is the chat room still open? Is
yes.
The chat room still open? I'm kicked
yes.
out.
You can't get back in now because it's in overtime.
In the chat room?
No, but I think once it goes into overtime, if you're not already in there, I think you can leave and
out.
Come back.
I was. I didn't leave.
Right.
It kicked me out. Anyway, I don't want to take up the time talking about that. Thank you. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Mr. Dry Bones and Lord, somebody just...
Adasa.
Thank you.
Say it three times, Antoinette, back to back. Hadassah. Say it three times.
Hadassah.
Sister, tell us what it means. It's beautiful meaning.
Yes, it is.
It means searching for God, for spiritual truth and understanding.
That's
yes,
beautiful.
And your last name, the meaning of your last name.
That's the whole name, searching
for
God, for spiritual truth and comprehension, yeah.
Yes, that is just beautiful. Mm-hmm. When you shared that with me yesterday, I was just amazed.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that is just beautiful.
I wanted
that's
to put that
about.
NASA war document link in the chat room, but I can't do it now.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Well,
that is
yes.
awesome. That really is awesome.
Mm-hmm. I can't grab it, though. And also, Antoinette, I couldn't grab what you asked me to grab. I didn't.
Oh,
I was...
that's okay.
Okay, all right.
I'll take care of it.
All right.
Thank you, though.
Right.
Yes. Well,
I see all
now...
the bullies left. Before I got kicked out of the chat room, I see they was all gone.
Yeah. Now, it is... I said for a half an hour because we do not want to keep our guests too long and have them getting weary. So, would y'all like to give some closing statements, some closing thoughts?
No problem. You want to go first?
My only closing thought is that I just hope a lot more people will wake up because what's going on and what they're doing to us is, Silent Weapons says it best.
Yes.
People need to wake up.
Yes, we do.
Because we are under mass illusion.
Yes. Stay away from the fluoride.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes, well,
and
I would like to thank you.
I was just going to say, if anybody thinks that's a conspiracy theory, Brother Dry Bones works at the water company. He can assure you it's not a theory.
No, it's not a theory.
Wow.
And the thing is, you know, the fluoride that's in there, if you ask any people who work, they don't even know, and then they can't tell you why. They have no reason. That fluoride was another invention, again, we go with all these. See, one thing we got to realize, this Nazi thing is not as gone as we think. They brought the fluoride system over here when they came with them scientists.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of this is happening on that. Before I leave out, I just want to tell people, again, appreciate the time, but I have a website that y'all can go to comprehensively, quickly, to understand what's going on. I pretty much... put it together with a lot of people who have helped, and we feel that if that's something that if you want to study, and get a quick understanding of banking, what's going on with chemicals, what's going on in different parts of the world, it's on there for you. And it'll take you to other links, and that's how you get, just educate yourself. Feel, you know, put the ego down and say, I may not know everything. And
right.
What I do know, I need to learn more of what I don't know, because we do not know everything, and that's one of the problems we have with our peoples and peoples everywhere. They seem to want, not want to hear things because they want to be in a little comfort zone. But I just want to close with that saying, you know, come out your shell, because if you don't come out your shell, you're not going to believe what's about to take place. That's all I'm going to say.
And if we don't come out of our comfort zone, we're going to be knocked out of it.
Yes, that is so true. That is so true, because you're going to be taken out of your comfort zone.
One way or another.
Yes,
exactly.
You know,
yeah.
No matter if it's good or bad, you're going to be taken out of what's familiar. And, you know, you can be comfortable in being in terrible situations, but because it's familiar, it's easier to stick with something that is familiar to you than to go to the unknown.
Absolutely.
And
That's right.
And I just want to say to Brother Dry Bones, I truly, truly enjoyed this. I enjoyed your vast array of knowledge. Oh, it just really lifted me up. I really thoroughly enjoy it.
Yes.
I truly did too.
And Antoinette, I so am appreciative of you providing the platform for it.
Oh, well, thank
correct,
you. But this
correct.
Is Ron. This is the Ron Rex show, so he's providing
right.
it for us. But I'm just so grateful
correct.
That
thank
he
well,
does
thank
it.
You, thank you, Ron Rex. Thank you, Ron Rex.
And Ngani knows I always enjoy her. She's my mentor.
Yes, mine too. She's mine too. So, yes, I truly understand.
Well, we have to share her.
Yes, we do.
We all do.
Yes. And
well,
I would like to invite both of y'all to come back. I truly enjoyed the information that you both have provided to me, and also to, you know, our listening audience. It's truly valuable information, and please check out drybonesconnection.com and look at his site. It is a wealth of information. And then perhaps if we can get him to come back, I hope that, you know, we'll be a little bit better informed on different things, that, you know, we'll be able to have a conversation back and forth with him.
Yes.
No problem. That's no problem.
Can I add something, Antoinette?
Yes, please do, Sister Agonia, of course.
I just want to thank you also for your hard work and what you've been going through, and, you know, and thank you for sticking in here. And I want to thank Brother Dry Bones and Sister Hadassah for their work and dedication. And I would just like to end by making a quote that says, when the government fears the people, there's liberty. When the people fear the government, there's tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like
that's
said that, but it,
yeah.
it sure is true.
That's powerful.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And Sister Agonia, do you remember the one
down.
That I sent you about the mosquito?
Brother Drybone said his phone's about to run out.
I'm sorry.
Gotta, all right. Okay. No, go. I'm going to
well,
go.
Well, thank
you
so much
we'll
for
have,
coming.
We'll talk soon.
Okay. Yes, thank you so much.
Call me tomorrow.
I surely will.
Yes, have a good night. Thank you so much.
Good night, Brother Drybones.
What
yes,
were you saying,
well,
Internet? I didn't mean to speak over you, but I heard him say
remember,
his phone was.
Yeah, I'm glad you caught that, because I didn't catch it. I truly appreciate him coming, and I appreciate you, Sister Adafa.
Yes.
All
I
right.
didn't say it
she,
right, did I?
Yes, she did. Oh, okay. Am I not saying it right either, sis? Hadassah?
I don't know if I can. You got it right. I don't think you get the S in there, Antoinette. I think you got Hadassah, but that's close enough.
Okay.
But it's Hadassah with the S.
Okay, Hadassah.
There you go.
Hadassah.
Yes, she got it now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hadassah.
Don't feel bad. They call me Ngon.
Well, look, my dad, now look, my own father that raised me never could say my name.
All right.
He always called
boy,
me Amphinette.
Oh, my goodness.
And my brothers cannot say my name.
Wow.
And I said, it's not like Antoinette is that hard, but they cannot say it.
I don't understand it, but a lot of my family just cannot say it. So they call me Ann, which I don't like.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, this show was a good...
this was an excellent show. I truly hope that y'all enjoyed it. I truly enjoyed it myself. I truly did. I'll tell you, I had to go back and listen to this again and again and again and go through drybones.com. No, drybonesconnection.com's website. And really, it's a wealth of information there. I'm telling you, will truly, truly just... Well, it'll keep you there for hours, days.
Well, yeah, I got to go on that site.
Yes, please do. I'm not going to try again. Oh, my. So I'd like to thank everyone for coming. We're going to close out now. So I hope that you all have a wonderful evening, the rest of the evening, and a wonderful tomorrow. Thank
and
you for coming.
Too.
Thank you so much. Oh, and thank you so much for coming. I truly, truly appreciate it, and I truly look forward to getting your book.
Okay, thank you.
I want to get the Broken Spirits.
Okay.
Yes,
definitely.
I look forward to that. And I truly hope that you will come back and visit with us again very soon.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Yes, because I just loved having you here. And hopefully when you come back, we will have Ron Breck with us, and he'll have his internet problems straightened out. He lives in a rural area, and so he's having problems with his satellite.
Oh, okay.
He's up in the mountains, isn't he?
Yeah.
The Ozark Mountains.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in Missouri, so he's, you know, having quite a time. So,
well, good night, sis, and hopefully we can chat tomorrow. And hope you're feeling better.
Yes. Yeah, I'm feeling better. Yeah.
That's good.
Yes, this thing is finally letting go of my foot.
Oh, good.
Wonderful.
Good.
Yes.
I'm so happy to hear that.
Yes.
Well,
how many
I
want to
thank you
left?
All for coming and have a good night. We have three guests and. Let me see. Do we still have people?
On the line?
Have N2 College on the line. N2 Knowledge, you didn't put your hand up, so I didn't know if you wanted to speak. And that's the reason I put the message in the chat room, you know, if anybody wanted to say anything, to let me know.
He has a wealth of knowledge, too.
Yes, your line is open, N2K. I guess he's just listening.
Or he might be doing something else. He does three or four things at one time.
At one time, yeah. We have Guppy Kisses. I don't know who that is. Guppy Kisses? Okay, they sound like they're underwater.
Mm-hmm. Sister Ottawa wasn't in the house?
No.
Oh, she's
not
tired
unless she
from going
was
to...
here at one time and, you know,
and
I had opened
left.
It up. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, y'all, I'd like to thank y'all again for coming, and everyone have a good night, and, well.
And you too.
Thank
you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Good night, folks.
Good night.
Good night.